So, I'm on the line with Kevin Jones, who is the director of Trivial Pursuits. It's a play that's happening at the Sean O'Casey Theatre, kicking off tomorrow, Wednesday, right through to Friday, 25th, 26th and 27th of April. Kevin, are you on the line with me?
I certainly am. Absolutely, Maura, yes.
Kevin, you're really busy and it's lovely to talk to you this evening because you're in rehearsals. Is it all coming together?
It is. I've just come down the ladder blowing the last few balloons and the dress rehearsal will start in about 2 hours, an hour and a half from now. So that's the actor's final part of the stage before they actually go up tomorrow. The curtain goes up tomorrow night.
But it's certainly not a trivial pursuit that you're on, that you're doing there at the Sean O'Casey Theatre. It's a wonderful play by a Welsh playwright called Frank Vickery. Without giving too much about the actual play, you know, away, what is the real storyline here of Trivial Pursuits?
Well, I think the real storyline is human endeavour in one way, but it's the local musical and operatic society. Now, operatic is quite a take-off of a word, but the director is going to announce the play or the musical for the next season, and of course, all of the actors and the prima donnas and the new kids on the block are all vying for their parts. And there's quite a lot of, what should I say, a rivalry going on between them and also with the trying to influence the director. So it becomes quite a hectic evening. It all takes part in his back garden at a barbecue he's arranged.
It sounds... So, yes, it's a comedy. It's pure laughter and fun, this play.
It's pure laughter and fun, but I think people sitting in the audience and might say, that's a little bit close to, you know, maybe the way I operate or something like that, or so many friends operate. So it brings out that the human little bits and pieces of the various people as well. So the traits of various individuals come through the whole night in this as well.
Yeah, it's
and plus the fact, of course, it's a fun night and everyone will leave having been entertained and going off happy.
I love it. So there's a lot of teamwork at play here. I mean, the Riverside Drama Circle, you know, it's a team of amateur players and actors here. You know,
absolutely.
They're all coming into you there, coming from different genres of work and life. And you're the director. You've got to pull it all together. How easy or difficult is that job, Kevin?
Well, let's say I have no hair at the moment, but that no. Quite honestly, it's the job is difficult enough because you have to pick the play, you have to suit the actors. But to be quite honest with you, with a group like Riverside, they're a fantastic group of, as you say, amateurs. Don't get paid for anything; they're doing their daily job. But what they do is they love the theatre. They love being on stage. They love interacting with each other, and there's great camaraderie and great teamwork. And when you have that, no matter, and dedication, no matter how difficult it may be for the director, just, you know, it all gels together well, and it's fantastic. And everyone enjoys their evenings of rehearsals, and, you know, building up to the show nights.
But you're wonderful yourself, Kevin. I mean, you know, your background, you know, is, again, you know, you're not coming from this real theatrical background. Your role, I guess, is quite stressful too, to get from page to stage, with as you said, this team of, you know, they're amateur actors. You were in the IT area yourself. I mean, you're a director here. How wonderful are you to come and I know it must be a passion of yours.
It is a passion. And how, you know, to be quite honest with you, my first play goes back that I was in way back, and I actually appeared in a play 3 months before I was doing my leaving. Now, I don't think that would happen nowadays.
No way.
And then from there on, I just got the bug, and I just, you know, been with various people. And, you know, it's the people that you meet through all these various groups are fantastic. And that keeps you going, and it gives you that build as well. And to be quite honest with you, you go home after rehearsal, and yeah, there are things that you want to say and you want to do, but when you see the dedication that the people have, and it, it really, dedication, teamwork are two things, and the love of the being together and enjoying themselves. Because it's tough coming down, you know, getting home from a day work, you know, at five o'clock onwards, and then be down at 7:30 for a rehearsal, you know, and then go into 10 o'clock. So it's tough for everyone, but they give it, and you know, it makes my life a lot easier. Now there are times where a little bit of frustrations come in, but that's only natural. But it all works out at the end, and so far there's been no one has walked out or walked off or anything like that. So we're all still talking.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's so interesting. I mean, you know, all work and no play. I mean, you know, people have their careers and whatever, but people love to have something that I suppose really is their passion to pursue, you know, outside of ours, so to speak. It's just so wonderful that, you know, everyone comes together, but they're also learning a wonderful skill here, you know. And as a director, you not only have the people management side of it, but you also have to make sure that, I suppose, there's a budget there. I mean, nobody gets paid, as you said. It is a labour of love. It's keeping all those balls juggled, Kevin, cannot be easy.
It is, but, you know, to be quite honest with you, there's a great committee of Riverside, there's a great number of people, and yes, you have to keep all these balls in the air, and it gets more balls come in the air as you get closer to the to the show. But, you know, from that point of view, but when you actually see the people, and it's their passion, and as you say, that's, you know, the drama to me is probably like golf to somebody else, you know, and that's how you relax, and that's what most of the people do. And but that's great, because there's great self-development and empathy among people. And what I love is putting people, or picking people for parts where I know they may have not have been tested before, but they will come through. And it's great to see some of the younger people that have come in and, you know, have been given, you know, challenging parts. You know, to put yourself up on stage there and the curtain opens and you've got 100 maybe people, or 80, 100, 120 people, it's not an easy thing to do. But it gives them confidence, it gives them self-development and to develop themselves, you know. So it's great from that point of view as well. So there's that element of it as well, as being one of entertainment and enjoying themselves. You know,
it's a wonderful production. It's almost like a play within a play, so to speak. And the fact that it's at the Sean O'Casey Theatre there on East Wall Road in Dublin 3 is wonderful, because, you know, some areas, I mean, the city centre of Dublin is chock-a-block with different theatre companies and places to go. But, you know, these communities, and having a theatre in these communities is so vital to the arts and to really promoting culture and art in those communities.
Absolutely. And the people who have developed these theatres, such as Sean O'Casey, have to be really commended for what they've done. You know, because it's amazing the amount of interest that's growing and growing in this type of across the communities, you know, in the Axis and various other ones, and the Sean O'Casey, which is, it'll be our first time, by the way, in the Sean O'Casey. We haven't been in the Sean O'Casey before, but I have to say, everyone just thinks it's fantastic, beautiful theatre, and great staff, and willing to help you in any way. And that's just, that makes it so much easier as well, you know, for everyone.
It's fantastic. I mean, you know, before I let you go, Kevin, tell us, where can people get tickets for Trivial Pursuits?
Okay, well, as you said, it's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 25th, 26th, 27th. And I'll give you a telephone number where it's probably the handiest. It's the Sean O'Casey Theatre's telephone number. And I'll give you that. It's 01-850-9000.
Perfect.
So 850-9000. But, you know, people come along. It's quite a large theatre. So if they come along in the night, there will be place for them there, and we look forward to how as many as possible, and to give them enjoyment and to go home laughing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nothing better. I love good comedy, and I love fun at the theatre. I love the theatre anyway, as you know. But Kevin, it's been absolutely wonderful to speak to you. And what we'll do is we'll put all of those details up on our social media, on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. Thank you very much, Kevin. I know you're very busy. You're going back into dress rehearsals this evening. And I know
Thank
that there's a lot of work involved in putting these plays on. So I really, really appreciate it, Kevin.
Good. Maura, thanks very much indeed for the opportunity. And as I say to all the cast, anyone who's listening, I hope they're not, because it should be on stage, but don't worry. But to everyone, enjoy themselves, and it'll be great fun.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Maura. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.